it's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, for the next 2 hours. We have an awesome lineup of Christian contemporary, Christian rock, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. So, we're going to kick this morning off with one by Sons of Sunday. And it's a song called God Did.
If you had water in the wilderness, if you ever been pulled up out the pit, if you made it through and it makes no sense, yeah, that's how you know it was him. If you got a savior who broke your chains, if you got a maker who made a way, if you got a Holy Ghost in your veins, praise him like you're not ashamed. Who opened your prison doors?
God.
Who dried up your ocean floor?
God.
Who did everything he said?
God.
Who raised you from the dead?
Yeah.
There is only one who can give us life and life more abundant. It comes from God the Father through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He made it possible so that we could have new life in Him. That was Sons of Sunday. God did. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. Going to give you one by Josiah Queen and Brandon Lake. It's a song called Can't Steal My Joy.
In the valley of the shadow, I got a feeling it's season that'll make me grow. I'm still breathing, I got praise in my lungs, in a choir in my soul, can't steal my joy, can't steal my joy. Until it overflows, I remember, I'll keep holding on to hope, cause you're the king of rolling stones, can't steal my joy. Got the joy, joy, joy I can't contain. Nothing can quiet my praise. I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart, down in my soul, deep in my bones. I got the joy, joy, joy I can't contain. Nothing can quiet my praise.
Can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy. Can't steal my joy. No, 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 no. What the world could it give, though it can't take away.
all the renegades, the rebels and the runaways, all the prodigals who got a little lost along the way, and all the backsliders up all night, us down in a rut. These are the ones, the ones that Jesus loves. Every dream shattered, bruised and battered, barely hanging on. Every heartbroken, lonely soul sitting all alone. And every outcast stuck in their past, scared of letting go. And these are the ones, the ones that Jesus chose. Jesus loves. And all the too proud of you now, looking down on you. And all the high and mighty falling from grace, trying to start a thing. And all the stones cast, judgment passed, he's forgiven you. Oh,
see, it's all because of his great love, well, that we can be made new, that we can once again have that walk with the Father. You see, the Father loved us so much that he gave his one and only Son, God in flesh, to come to us, well, to pay the price for our sin with his own blood. And you see, he just didn't stop at pouring out his blood, but he rose from the grave conquering sin and death so that, well, so that we could be set free from the bondage of sin, so death would no longer have its grip on us. He is a holy and just God. It leads us into our next song. It's by Bethel Music, and it's a song called Holy Song. Brooke Lingerwood is helping out on this song.
joy to know you, Lord, to walk within your ways, to live beneath the shadow of your wings. Thankful you will lead me, and I won't fear a thing. You alone, my song, will always be. Oh,
There is only one who is holy and set apart. He is Yahweh, only one who is just, who is eternity to eternity. He is Yahweh, the one Lord of all, creator, sustainer, and deliverer. Psalms 145 tells us this. It says, I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. I will praise you every day. Yes, I will praise you forever. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. The Lord is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. All of your works will thank you, Lord, and your faithful followers will praise you. When you open your hand, you satisfy the hungry and thirst of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, all who call on him in truth. I will praise the Lord, and may everyone on earth bless his holy name forever and ever. Guys, no one can measure his greatness. Yahweh the Lord is merciful, compassionate, full of unfailing, never-ending love. The only one who is just. The only one who is true. And because of his holiness and because of who he is, I will praise him and bless his holy name forever and ever. And I hope that you can say the very same thing today. That through Jesus Christ, you have come to know the Father. And knowing the Father, we see his holiness and his greatness. And we worship him. And we desire to live a life to bring glory to his name. A life of obedience to the one true living God. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Worship Initiative. And it's a song called Yahweh, the Lord.
Beautiful and kind.
You know, there is only one whose mercies begin afresh each day. It is the mercies that come from Yahweh. And you know, guys, when we see His holiness, when we taste of His greatness and see how good He is, when we understand the love He has for us, we see it's then that, well, that we desperately want to know, that we want to know Him, that we want to live for Him, because we understand that, well, He alone is the only one who can save us, that through His Son, Jesus Christ, that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father except through Him. And when we call upon His name, you see, we can be saved. Guys, if the Holy Spirit is drawing on your heart today, don't harden your heart against Him, but allow your heart to be softened and ask Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of your life. Ask Him to cleanse you of your sin and make you whole. Place your faith alone in Christ Jesus today. Believe that He gave it all upon the cross. And as He laid His life upon the cross, He poured out His blood so that your sin and my sin could be forgiven. He rose from the grave conquering sin and death so that we could have new life in Him. What an awesome God that we have. One who is never ending. One who is faithful and just. Psalms 31:14 through 19 says this, "But I am trusting You, O Lord, saying You are my God. My future is in Your hands. Rescue me from those who hunt me down relentlessly. Let Your favor shine on Your servant. In Your unfailing love, rescue me. Don't let me be disgraced, O Lord, for I call out to You for help. Let the wicked be disgraced. Let them lie silent in the grave. Silence their lying lips. Those proud and arrogant lips that accuse the godly. How great is the goodness You have stored up for those who fear You. You lavish it on those who come to You for protection, blessing them before the watching world." Today, if you are understanding the love that comes from the Father, if you're understanding that, well, the only way that you can be saved today is through Christ Jesus, that He is the only way, that He is the truth and the life, then call upon His name today and be saved. It leads us into our next song. It's by Jamie McDonald, and it's a song called Desperate.
And I'm tired, I've tried all that I know to do. Right now it's just by a thread, but I'm hanging on to You. I'm running out of hope, I need a miracle, and if I ever needed You, it's right now. Desperate, desperate, oh, I need
and you're my only hope. I need a miracle, and if I ever needed you, it's right now.
Jesus in the room.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, we got one by Mercy Me, and it's a song called Old Death.
You said my fate was sealed. You said my days were numbered. Case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under, messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath, terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. Whoa, you ain't my king, bro. Whoa, where did your sting go? Death, I will not be afraid. In the end, you will lose. I would dance on your grave with the one who buried you. You ain't nothing but a stone that my Savior rolled away. Set you straight and set me free. Oh, death, you are dead to me. At your rap, devil gon' get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this song was over. Set you straight and set me free. Oh, death, you are dead to me.
You catch me when I fall. You catch me when I fall. You catch me when I fall. There's hardly air in my lungs with all the damage that's been done. Lord, please sustain me now. I know you are enough. My God, I'm tired of trying to be.
Little bit of Katie Nicole there for you. A song called When I Fall. You know, guys, it's a song that truly reminds us that, well, when we fall, there is only one who can catch us. Well, who can pull us out of the rut that we're in. He is Christ Jesus. And that's why we are to keep our eyes focused on him, fixed upon him, so that, well, when we fall, and we will fall because we go through highs and lows in life. And, you know, that's why Christ came in the flesh and gave his life and poured out his blood so that we could receive his grace. Because you see, we couldn't keep the law, and we were born with this curse of sin that was placed upon us since Adam and Eve in the garden sinned against God. And well, the only way that that curse of sin can be broken is through Christ Jesus. And when we call upon his name, put our faith alone in him, ask him to be Lord and Savior of our life, asking him to forgive us of our sin, well, you see, that's when we receive new life in him. That's when we receive his grace. As we walk in our new way with Christ Jesus, we will fall in some ways. And that's why it's so important to be in his holy and living word, to be fixed upon him. So that whenever Satan trips us up, that we can truly look to him right away, where he will catch us and we'll put our feet back on a path that leads to righteousness. Right now we got one by Seth Schletter. It's a song called Stay.
It's hard for me to admit it, but I'm not strong enough on my own. Wouldn't last but a minute, 'cause I'm not built to do this alone. And when you pull me close, it's like a light to my soul. No world break.
I'm gonna be okay. The wind can blow, but I won't break. No matter the pain, you never run away. And there's no world where I'm not safe. As long as you stay, I'm gonna be okay. As long as you stay, I'm gonna be okay. As long as you stay.
Tried to hate myself, thinking that's how things will change, but it never helps. Piling up the blame, fighting fire with fire, hurt with more hurt. Breaking my own heart makes everything worse. I gotta be kind, kind to myself, 'cause I can't.
Bit of 10th Avenue North there for you. A song called Kind to Myself. Right now, we got one by Micah Tyler. It's a song called God Did It.
You know, I really tried so hard, but I couldn't make the waters part. Didn't matter how many times that I said it. No, I couldn't save myself. It had to be someone else. And there's only one who's getting all of the credit. God did it. Who put the breath in my lungs? Who calls us daughters and sons? All praise goes to just one. God did it. God did it. Who raised me up from the grave? Who's always making a way? Let me hear the whole church say. You know I'm walking free. Says, hey, we got.
Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m., and all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. Right now, we got one by Cochran and Company, and it's a song called Money Can't Buy.
I set my sights on shiny things that crumble into rust, that fade into the dust. I bought the lie that someday I would finally have enough, but it never is enough. So wake me up from this slumber that I'm in. Take me up to a brand new horizon. Oh Lord, give me eyes to see. What I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy. Something money can't buy. Something money, something money can't buy.
It's the peace that comes from perfect love, the wonder in the stars, in my heart.
Sometimes you gotta stop and look at what you got. That's when you realize, ooh, the gift it is to be alive. Oh Lord, give me eyes to see. What I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy. This slumber that I'm in.
Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see. What I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Awesome song by Cochran and Company. It's a song called Money Can't Buy. You know, it's a song that truly reminds us, you know, that, well, there's one thing that money can't buy that will bring you satisfaction, that will bring you new life, that will fill the void within your life. And that's having a personal walk with Jesus Christ, to be cleansed and made whole, to have your sin forgiven, and to know that you have a rest for your soul and a peace to carry you through. You see, money can never buy something like that, because it's a free gift that comes from God through Jesus Christ. When God came in the flesh through Jesus Christ, well, you see, he came so that our sin could be pardoned. And he paid that price with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And you see, money can't buy it, because it's a free gift from God. And all we have to do is call upon the name of Jesus Christ, putting our faith alone in him, asking him to be Lord and Savior of our life, asking him to, well, forgive us of our sin. And we will be made new in Christ Jesus. we will have hope for all eternity. And that's what's so awesome about it. It's a free gift and money. Nothing can buy it. Nothing. It was a free gift from the Father. He gave his one and only Son as that sacrifice. You see, Ecclesiastes tells us that, well, we are born basically with a void in our life, with eternity in our heart. And being born like that, it's a desire to want to know our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. And that's why nothing can fill that void in our life until we come to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to be made new and whole, so that we once again can have that walk with the Father. What an awesome God that we have. Right now, we got a song by Jeremy Camp, and it's a song called Again. You see, the only way to have hope come alive, to have joy come alive, to have dry bones come alive, to be brought from death to life is through Christ Jesus. Romans 8:2 says, and because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. You see, when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ and we are saved, well, you see, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's the Spirit of God who frees us from the power of sin that leads to death through Christ Jesus because of what he done for us upon the cross, because God the Father loved us so much. Three in one. Romans 5:21 says, so just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, now God's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, eternal life is only through Christ Jesus. And in 1 Corinthians 15, 21-23, it says, so you see, just as death came into the world through a man, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. Just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. But there is an order to this resurrection. Christ was raised as the first of the harvest. Then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. One day he shall return for us, and we will be with him for all eternity. My friends, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the only way we can have and receive victory over sin and death. It's by placing our faith alone in Christ Jesus. It's by believing that Jesus paid it all, asking him to forgive us of our sin, asking him to make us new, asking him to be Lord and Savior of our life. You see, when we do this, we receive new life in Christ Jesus. And his word tells us that we are to take up our cross daily and follow him. Now, what does that mean? It means to leave our old life behind and focus on our new life that's found in him. And that means a lot of leaving your old life behind, because sometimes it's leaving friends that are leading you down the wrong path. It's about who you hang out with. And sometimes, you know, it's about things that, you know, we weren't doing, that we was doing before we came to Christ, that wasn't a representation of Christ. And so we are to leave that old life behind, focus on our new life with him, which means we are to focus on a life that would bring him glory. We are to look to him to be our example, as Ephesians tells us. And so looking to him to be our example, then he is going to lead us in the path of righteousness that leads to him. And that's why it's so important to be in his holy and living word, so that we can gather his truth, so the Holy Spirit that lives within us now can guide us and direct us in that truth. It's all about Jesus Christ and what he has done for us. The resurrection is here. It's about calling upon the name of Jesus Christ to be saved. My prayer is today that you will call upon his name, that you're having that walk with him today, that he is Lord and Savior of your life. It leads us in our next song. And it's a song by Tim Topi. And it's a song called Resurrection Here.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let hope come alive, dead hearts come alive. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let joy come alive, the dry bones come alive. In the name of Jesus,
You see, when we receive the Holy Spirit through Christ Jesus, we receive new life, abundant life, an everlasting love, a mercy and grace that gives us a heart of gratitude for the one who saved us by his grace. You see, and that happened when we believed and placed our faith alone in Christ Jesus and continue to proclaim him as Lord and Savior of our life. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." What's God's will for you? Be thankful in all circumstances. That's to have a heart of gratitude in everything that comes our way, knowing that he has us, that we are his for all eternity. That's thanking him for the highs and the lows within our lives, because, well, you see, sometimes it takes the lows to get us to draw closer to him, to trust him more, to allow our faith to grow. Psalms 104 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." Every part of the way we live should be a life of thanksgiving. Right down to whenever we spend that time in prayer with him and we dig into his holy and living word, we thank him for the opportunity to be able to step into his holiness. Psalms 118:21 says, I thank you for answering my prayer and giving me victory. You see, there is only one who gives us victory over sin and death. And that's why our gratitude to him should be with a thankful heart in everything we say and do. Thanking him and living that life of worship to him alone, because he alone saves. He alone is holy and just. And one day, we will be with him for all eternity, those who call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be saved. My prayer today is, as you live your life, if you're living that life in Christ Jesus, that you're living that life of gratitude to him, that life of worship to him, so that he's receiving all glory and honor by the way you live. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Josh Baldwin, and it's a song called "Thank You, Jesus."
Thank you, Jesus, for finding me. Like a good shepherd, your mercy leads back to your arms, where I'm meant to be. So I thank you, Jesus, for finding me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. You took my place on that cursed tree, died for sinners, but rose as a king. So I thank you, Jesus, for saving me. It's only because of all you've done that I can be called a friend of God. Oh, beautiful Savior, what else can I do but lift up my voice and say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me.
living in the sea of humanity, the rich and famous, the homeless and poor, slick politicians and corporate greed, talkers of peace but makers of war, in a world that's spinning out of our control. Even if all of the light begins to fade, still I know my king is on the throne. Chaos is rampant, the battles rage, time bomb is ticking and won't slow down. When will we see that this home today? The light of the world will not burn out. I know sometimes it seems like hope is all but lost. Just remember Jesus lives. Sometimes it seems like hope is all but lost. Thank you.
miracle worker. The blind will see and the lame will walk. Wine from water, come out of Lazarus, get up, daughter. 5 + 2, 5,000 later, the deaf will hear, the mute will talk. Hung on a cross, stretched out wide, for my sins he was crucified. Laid in a grave, 2 days went by, but then on that third sun. He's a grave robber, devil's stomper. Under his feet he'll stay forever. Grave robber, death defeater. Hail King Jesus forever. Grave robber.
Resurrection power, freedom.
He won after heaven's silence. Finally got him gone, but the battle wasn't finished. Then a
talk about grace, I talk about love, I talk about faith, but some days I don't have enough. I talk about forgiveness, still learning how to give it. Lord, I need your strength to live what I believe. I want my life to preach every breath, every beat. I want my
I talk about peace, and I talk about hope. I talk about serving others, but most days I don't. And I talk about freedom, but get lost in religion. Lord, give me strength to live what I believe, 'cause I want my life.
little bit of Ryan Stevens there for you. A song called Preach. A song that reminds us that, you know, as we live our life, if we are in Christ Jesus, our life should be a life, as he says, to preach. In other words, sharing the gospel and message and hope of Jesus Christ with the people we meet. Right now, we got one by Elevation Worship. It's a song called I Know a Name.
I know a name that can silence roaring waves. I know a name that can empty out a grave. I know a name. It's the only name that saves, and it's worthy of all praise. I call you Jesus. I call you healer, risen and reigning in power. Something comes out of the grave every time I call you Jesus. I call you Savior. Something comes out of the grave every time I call your name. I have a key with dominion over death. He holds the key in his holy hands, God. Yeah, that is crushed us.
times, troubled soul, troubled world, spinning out of control. Just when you think it can't get worse, it does. Feels like more than I can take, like this heart was just born to break. But no matter what, there ain't no way I'm giving up, no. 'Cause I've read
Matthew Weston and Ann Wilson on that one. A song called Last Page of the Bible. You know, when we dig into God's holy and living word, we know and understand that we have a victory that's only found in Jesus Christ. And when we have that walk with Jesus, well, Deuteronomy 24 tells us, for the Lord your God is going with you. He will fight for you against your enemies, and he will give you victory. There is only one who gives us victory over Satan, and that is Christ Jesus. When he is Lord and Savior of our life, we are his child, and we have been, well, brought from dead to life. And we understand that we have received this only because of the Father's great love for us. Psalm 62:7 says, my victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. You see, that's why we live a life of thanksgiving to the only one true God. It's because we have victory over sin and death. Because God gave his one and only Son as that ransom so that we could once again have that walk with him. So that we could spend eternity with him. So that we could have rest for our soul. A peace to carry us through. A joy that this world can't steal. A mercy and a grace that we don't deserve. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God the Father made it possible for us to come into the kingdom of heaven by giving his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. And through Christ Jesus, we have that victory over sin and death. We have victory that gives us a hope for all eternity. We have a victory that tells us because we are anointed with the Holy Spirit, it's God's guarantee that we will be with him for all eternity. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us into our next song. It's by House Fires and Stephen McWhirter, and it's a song called Victory on the Way. Victory is only found in Jesus Christ. See, we understand and know that victory is only found in Jesus Christ. When we are made new in His name, we know that, well, His name is power. His name is healing. That His name is life. And with this new life, He gives us the desire to serve Him, to love for Him, to share His message with the world. And you see, He empowers each one of us with different gifts so that we can go and proclaim Him Lord and Savior of our life. 1 Peter 4:11 speaks a little of this. It says, do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God Himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to Him forever and ever. Amen. You see, there's many different gifts that He supplies us with that we can serve Him as our Lord and Savior. So sometimes we need to stop and take a look at something that we can do well. Sometimes it's lending a hand to people. Sometimes it's reaching out and just talking with people. And sometimes it's listening. You know, there's just many different ways that He gives us abilities to serve Him so that we can bring glory to His name. Because you see, to share the message of Jesus is not only in word, but it's in deed. It's by the way we act. You know, sometimes as we live our life, it's by our actions that, well, people see the love of God, that they see the true message of His holy and living word through us, because the Holy Spirit not only fills us, but flows from us when we want to live our life for His glory. So you see, guys, it's about going and speaking Jesus to the world in different ways. But most of all, just serving Him as Lord and Savior of your life and not hiding that and not keeping it to yourself, but going forth and proclaiming Him Lord and Savior of your life to the world. Speak Jesus to the world, guys. Leads us into our last song for the day. It's by Seventh Time Down, and it's a song called I Speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. For my family, I speak the holy name.
of Jesus.
Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over everything.
My prayer today is that you can truly say that you live a life to speak Jesus, to give him glory and honor with your life, to live that life of worship for him. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Godo, saying farewell. Live life loving God, and I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.